Hi, this is Dena Hornby, and you're listening to The Calling, where we explore the lives of people who have been called to various types of ministries in their churches and in their communities. Today, we're here with Tim and Ashley Smith, who are pioneering with babies.
Introducing you to local church and community leaders, The Calling.
Welcome, Tim and Ashley. We're excited that you're here on The Calling today, and we look forward to hearing your story. We were talking before the show, and some of you may notice that Tim does not have the usual Tennessee accent. So, Tim, tell us a little bit about where you're from.
Yeah, I'm a little bit further east than Tennessee, so I'm from England. Cheshire is actually where I was born. Countryside, rural countryside there with a lot of thatched houses too. So, yeah, yeah.
What was it like growing up in Cheshire as a child?
It was good and bad. I lived with my grandparents for a short period of time in a little village, and that was beautiful. But when I lived more in the suburban areas, I didn't like it as much. It rained a lot, but it's very gloomy there. So I always felt it wasn't my home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's just one of those things, I guess.
That's interesting. Mm. Yeah. So how does a young gentleman from Cheshire meet an American woman?
Well, we met in music. Tim and I were both musicians, and I went to England for a photo shoot, actually, and it was arranged through my management that I would meet Tim and write songs with him. So that's how we met. Wow. Long story short.
Yeah, and we started writing songs together, and then we ended up forming a band together and making videos. And
wow.
We did a lot of radio shows, actually. So when we came here, the smell of the radio station and just being here is like familiar territory for us. I mean, although we've never been with kids before because we didn't have any before then, yeah.
Tim and Ashley have three of their children with them, Bella, Luca, and Esri, and they are eagerly awaiting their fourth child, Bendy's, arrival in a few weeks. Yeah. So you mentioned the videos. Can we find your videos online?
They can still be found online on YouTube. Our band name was Civilized Tears.
Well, I guess one of my frustrations with the Civilized Tears pages. Yes, we made videos for $500, maybe a pop. And but the video that went viral was the one where Luca was just 2 weeks old, and we were going to do a music video for a song called Stars, I believe. Mm-hmm. And he was on Ashley's chest. And
I was rocking him.
Yeah. And he pooed.
Yeah.
And it was very noisy and very volcanic.
So
in
it's just like how a 40-second clip on there.
So it just shows kind of what people want. They don't really want to see intricately made videos. They just want to see baby poop. So.
Of course that went viral.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Do you have a favorite song that you wrote together?
I think my favorite is Stars.
Yeah, I like Stars too.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you sing a little bit of it for us?
Oh, I've got a hoarse voice right now. Everything I do makes me want to cough.
Oh, very nice. Yes.
I can maybe pull up a clip.
Can we politely refuse?
Yes, you may. Of course, politely refuse. Of course. How many songs do you think you've written together?
Oh.
And, 60, 50 or 60.
Oh, wow.
Maybe more, actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The last place we performed we did a festival in, was it Maryland or Delaware?
I think
we did both, didn't we? That was our last year. And we did a little small radio tour there. And then we also performed in Nashville.
Oh, okay.
And I can't remember the name of that club now. I know it's a pretty good club, but we'd actually got rid of the band at that point because it was easier for us to work with a beatbox. So we programmed a beatbox with some synthesizer sounds, and it was kind of more electro pop rock kind of thing. And once we knew we were going to have Bella, I think that kind of said to us, all right, we've got to cool our jets on this a little bit.
Right. Yeah.
Ashley, are you from Tennessee?
No, I was born in California.
Okay.
But I was, I grew up in Louisiana on a farm.
Okay. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So how did you decide to come to Tennessee?
Well, we came to Tennessee for family initially. And then we were brought to Columbia, Tennessee. And, well, we lived there about, I think it was 7 months or something like that.
Yes.
We woke up in the middle of the night one night to rain or our ceiling leaking. And so we put a pot under it and we went back to bed. And then we woke up to it being even worse. It was pretty much raining in our rental house. And I was pregnant with Bella. We had baby Luca. And we had to leave.
It was literally like black rain pouring from this old house. It had had some problems with the, it had some problems with the gutter, and it had been filtering into the roof, and it had frozen in a bad ice storm. And that, as it began to defrost, it just brought the whole roof down.
After a short break, more conversation with Tim and Ashley Smith. So you're in Columbia, Tennessee, and rain is pouring into your home. You've got buckets collecting it. What happened next?
Got out of there, basically. That's it. I'd started to discover that the house had a lot more going on with it than we'd first realized. There was mold. Pretty sure there was asbestos. There was all kinds of situations. And the best thing for us was to get out of there. So we stayed with some friends from church, and they were brilliant. They took us in, and it was a really, really, it was one of those God things, because it just felt like family.
Right.
And when you go and live with someone, you imagine, okay, the old saying is, it's like fish, isn't it? After 3 days, it begins to stink, so get out there. But it didn't happen. It just kept getting better and better. And we literally were like this beautiful, beautiful family. And we seemed to bind together in such a profitable way for us all. I'd actually had a business doing window cleaning. I was called Dr. Sparkle. And also, Ashley had started a business taking photographs of babies. Mm-hmm. Cut a long story short, obviously we couldn't stay there forever. So we just felt led to go and build a homestead. And the nearest land that we could do was here.
Did you know anyone who had homesteaded before?
No.
No.
So you came fresh to do it fresh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it was funny because several months... Yeah, I would say several months before our house started leaking or raining inside it, Tim had been researching on YouTube videos about homesteading, basically.
Oh, wow.
My father discussed it. Sorry, our children are quite vocal
it's
at the
okay.
moment. My father had always discussed about wanting to have a place in the land. Wanted to have a place in the land with solar panels, and he wanted to recycle everything. And he, my father's still alive, but he's 80 and he never really got round to it. So he kind of lives vicariously through us.
Oh, wow, yeah.
He sends me stuff all the time about different ideas. But it was definitely a baptism of fire, because when we came up, we stayed in a pop-up camper that we'd hastily bought. And it was one of the wettest Julys on record, and we got flooded out of that a couple of times.
Wow. So if you were to say this is the hardest challenge about homesteading, is there one particular thing that's the greatest challenge?
Well, living without electricity is very hard, especially if you've never done it. And then in the middle of summer.
I'd say understanding nature, because nature plays such a huge role in your life when you homestead. you depend so much on what nature's going to do, whether for the sun, for the solar panels, whether it's the rain to fill your water tanks, mm-hmm. The wind, and all these different factors come into play because you're in this very vulnerable situation, especially initially. Mm-hmm. Dirt as well. I think that's, we have some homestead friends who say dirt, because dirt is everywhere.
It's like an accessory. You can't escape it.
So how do you cook, Ashley?
Well, I cook on a gas camp stove type of thing, but it's like a deluxe. What is it, Tim? It's like a double burner.
Yeah, it's a double burner barbecue.
Right, yeah.
With two hobs.
And then I have a toaster oven, because we do have electricity now. At the first 6 months, we didn't, and we have electricity now. So,
wonderful.
Yeah, and this is our fourth year. So we actually got electricity the day before Thanksgiving 4 years ago, and it was an amazing moment.
Yeah, I have to say thanks to VEC for that, because they really, really worked with us to help us out.
Oh, shout out to Volunteer Electric.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good All people. Right.
You're listening to The Calling. We'll be back in a moment. We're back with The Calling. We're here with Tim and Ashley Smith, pioneers with babies. They're homesteading with their family of three children. Bindi is the fourth child. She's on the way in a few weeks. And we want to talk now about just a few fun things. We do a rapid round for every show that we do, and it's just five questions. You get to pass. You get a free pass on one of the questions.
Okay.
And so feel free to use your free pass. So let's see. Ashley, do you have a favorite show that you watch on your phone or on Netflix or something?
Oh, that's we watch something new on Netflix almost every week. We binge watch things. So
cool.
Favorite. Oh, it's so hard to pick a favorite. What was that show that is it called You? The Fall. Yeah, The Fall on Netflix. I think that's my most recent favorite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Tim,
Blue.
What have you ever texted the wrong person?
Yes, I have.
Did that work out well, or was
it was really funny, because we stayed with our friends from church, Cliff and Stephanie, and one day, by mistake, I texted Cliff, "I love you, I really miss you." And so he quickly texted his wife and said, "I know we're getting really close with Tim and Ashley, but what do you think this means?" He was really good about it, though.
That is great. That's great. Okay, Ashley, if there were a gag reel of your life, what would be on it?
Oh, a lot of stuff. these days, lots of changing diapers and chickens and dogs and chasing babies. So much stuff.
Excellent.
Cooking.
Yeah. Some creative culinary delights.
Yes.
Have you ever had a culinary fail?
Definitely. I think the thing I've probably failed most at is trying to make Chinese food. And then Tim stepped in, and he's actually become very good at making Chinese food. But he's you know, really learned. And I didn't pay attention to recipes and stuff. I just tried to do it, and I failed. So,
so Tim, to save the day.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, Tim, what do you think about when you're alone in the car?
Oh, gosh. Wow. Well, first of all, I'd say being careful of who else is around me driving, because I'm a cautious driver, very cautious driver. In fact, we followed somebody who was very drunk today, and they're swerving all over the place. So, yeah, I'm a very cautious driver, especially I've got very precious cargo.
Yeah.
But let me think. Oh, well, actually, I'd say I just think about life, why we're here, what the purpose is. I'm a very deep thinker.
Yeah.
So
good. Okay, Ashley, what do you wish you would have known before you started
homesteading?
Anything.
These are hard questions. I mean, before we started homesteading, I had no idea how hard it was going to be. I really had no idea what we were getting into. So I don't know how to pinpoint what I wish I would have known.
Okay, Tim, your next question is for you.
Yes.
What's your favorite movie?
Sorry, I'm just stopping. My son put a pen in the outlet there. my favorite movie. Oh, God. You know, I grew up with a father that loved to laugh insanely at Peter Sellers movies.
Oh,
so
wow.
Pink Panther was his favorite. And we used to go to the movie theater, or they call it the pictures in England.
Uh-huh.
And he would laugh so much that people would stop laughing and look at him. So Peter Sellers was a brilliant actor. And so I'm going to say Pink Panther, all of them.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yes, I love the Pink Panthers as well.
Okay,
those are
good.
Fun. Yeah. Okay, friends, we're going to wrap it up with one last question. If you could have a superhero talent, what would your superhero talent be?
A superhero talent mm-hmm. or a superhero power?
A power. Yeah, that's a better word.
Well, I think that I'd like to fly.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Yes. Wonderful. Yep. What about you, Tim? What about your superhero power?
Well, I think strength, just having strength is a really good one because... there's so many times when you need big mechanical equipment to help in all kinds of accidents or problems like that. And just having that incredible strength would make things very simple.
You're listening to Pioneers with Babies, Tim and Ashley Smith on The Calling. We're going to take a brief break and we will be back shortly. I'm Dana Hornby, and you're listening to The Calling. We're here with Tim and Ashley Smith, and Tim and Ashley would like to share a motivational moment.
Well, living in nature like we do, it's pretty much wilderness. One thing that really hit me after being here for a while was the fact that nature is both very powerful, but also extremely vulnerable. I realize in today's world that we are, as humans, we are destroying the planet. I mean, it's just a fact. And whether it's plastics or petrochemicals or pollution, whatever. So one of the things about homesteading I'm realizing is that we can live and leave a very small carbon footprint. So one of the things we are looking into do, and we're teaching the children about this as well, is we recycle everything we possibly can. And we are looking into ways to be more self-sustaining and to really look after nature as well, whether that means looking after the land we're on. And we have a lot of frogs and salamanders, and they reflect a good, clean environment. And the children are learning about the little frogs that live around us. And they are like a barometer to how toxic the land is. And so far, we have really good... a good kind of gold star standard. We have lots of these amphibians around us. One more thing I'd like to do, I'm inspired to do, is to start using composting to produce biogas. And the methane that's given off, you can cook on it, you can do all kinds of things with it. And it's really kind of a new technology that's just starting to come into the American society. I know that in Colorado, there's a town now that uses composting gas to do this. They also put it on landfills. They capture the gas. So I think that's very, very interesting. I think it's something like $9.7 billion could be saved if we used composting gas. So that's, you know, God has really shown me that we need to be good stewards of our land. And that's my inspirational moment.
Wonderful. Thank you, Tim. If people listening to our show today would like to know more about you and your efforts in homesteading, how might they follow you?
They can go to Facebook and type in the search bar Pioneers with Babies, and they'll see a picture of Tim and myself and Luca and Bella and Esri. And that's where we post everything. We do video blogs. We kind of share educational things. So... Yeah.
Wonderful.
We're on Facebook.
Thank you for being on the show today. Thank you for sharing your story,
Thank
Tim
you so
and
much.
Ashley Smith. And this is The Calling.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.